fact of the matter is, he is seeing his family members praying to the Almighty God. In Galatians 6:9, let's read it together. I love how this verse talks about how we should keep going, keep doing good, relying on God and trusting that He is bringing fruit from the labor one puts in. We may not see it right away, but the harvest will come in God's perfect timing, not our own. And that should encourage us not to lose heart, mothers. Hold on to that truth that His mercy and His grace, and that God is faithful to bring a harvest from the prayers and faithfulness of His people. Charles Spurgeon said this about his mother: I'm sure that in my early youth, no teaching ever made such an impression upon my mind as the instruction of my mother. Neither can I conceive that to any child there can be one who will have such influence over the young heart as the mother who has so tenderly cared for her offspring. Never could it be possible for any man to estimate what he owes to a godly mother. Certainly, I have not the powers of speech with which to set forth my valuation of the choice blessing which the Lord bestowed on me in making me the son of one who prayed for me and prayed with me. So just like what we learned from the previous message that Pastor gave about 1 Corinthians chapter 7, we are instructed to live the life the Lord has assigned. Live the life that you were called to live. And live out your faith, basically, in the specific circumstances you were put in. And this, for us women, is motherhood. So moms, keep reflecting God's glory in your lives. And the third and last encouragement that I want to remind you today is count on God to do the rest. So during my preparation of this message, I actually heard and I read a lot of articles and sermons, and I heard through these sermons a lot about the concept of mom guilt. I know some of you may have heard it too. Mom guilt is basically the feeling that many mothers experience when they think they're not doing enough, not doing it right, or somehow falling short as a parent. In itself, mom guilt isn't necessarily a sign that something is wrong. It often reflects how invested a mother is. But actually, when it becomes constant or overwhelming for that mother, it can be very exhausting and unhelpful, making it harder to parent with confidence and peace. So I'm sure a lot of you out here, we're not strangers to mom guilt. For those who know me, for example, I'm definitely a type A personality. So I really like things organized. I like things planned out. And I like things under control. Under control. My thinking used to be that if I raised my children in church and I brought them on Fridays to youth, to Sunday school on Sundays, taught them to read the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, pray every day, constantly, nonstop, then for sure, 100%, then I am guaranteed that they would grow up to be the most respectful, obedient, and well-mannered boys, right? I mean, that's not wrong of me to assume, right? But we all know the reality. It's actually not what I'm experiencing right now. Specifically, walking through the adolescent years with my oldest son, Damien. He's 13 going on 14. More often than I'd like to admit, we get into a lot of disagreements. He wants more independence, but I lean towards more structure and control. And he wants his space, you know, they close a door, they just want their own space. But I want family time, so I'm like, please come, hang out with us, let's go out. But he's like, no, I don't want none of that. But honestly, when I encounter so much pushback, I honestly can't help but ask myself, did I do something wrong? Like, where did I go wrong, God? Like, why is he like this? Why is he pushing back? Why is he giving me attitude? And that's when that mom guilt, it slowly creeps in. But as we read in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, let's read it together. Amen. Yes, this verse, it is about, like we heard from Pastor's message before, it is about church leadership. But I want to remind you one of the key points in this verse, which is ultimately it's God who is responsible for actual spiritual growth in a person. I get it. While we moms, we're responsible to share the truth, teach, encourage, and invest in others. The real transformation, though, in a person's heart, it comes from God alone. It's a reminder for us to trust God with the outcome. Your role as moms matter, they do. But don't carry the pressure of making everything happen. I'm gonna repeat that. Your roles as moms matter. Okay, but don't carry the pressure of making everything happen. I have to remind myself that every day. Again, it is God who brings the growth in his time, not ours. So moms, you don't need to be flawless or have everything figured out. But you are called to remain faithful to God, committed to prayer, and willing to follow his voice and timing, even when you don't fully understand it. So if you're feeling weary or discouraged today, moms, remember the promise found in Isaiah 40, 30, 31. And let's read this all together.
Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So again, moms and all spiritual mothers out here, take heart, lift your eyes to the Lord, and trust that he will give you the strength to rise above every challenge that you face. And just as an eagle gains a wider perspective while soaring high above the earth, trusting God allows you to see beyond your current struggles and rest in a deeper peace. Continue praying, living as examples, and placing your hope fully in him. Happy Mother's Day to every woman here. Even when your efforts go unnoticed by the world, heaven sees every sacrifice, every prayer, and every act of surrender, and rejoices over all. Let's pray.
The Lord.